So today, we are reading a springtime story because we are solidly in the season of spring. And in fact, we're approaching the end of it. Summer's just around the corner. It started back all the way back in March, and I think it ends in June, which is next month. So let's have a springtime story before they're all gone, shall we? What do you think? See if we can fit some in? Okay. Today's story is called Hedgehog's Home for Spring. And this story was written by Elena Yuleva, and it's illustrated by Daria Parkeva. And it's read today by Mommy and... Do you want to say your name or do you want me to? Link. That's right. The famous swordsman of the Master Sword, Link, is with me today. So watch out, you guys. He's on a mission. But let's start with our story, because I know you're really good with animals, and I feel like you might like this one. Are you ready? Okay. One sunny morning, Hedgehog woke up after a long winter nap. And wow, I love his bedroom. He has wallpaper that is mushrooms and leaves. Don't you like that too? He peered out the window and everything looked different. "The snow is gone," he exclaimed. "Spring is here." In its place were bright green grass and new flowers, and the sun shone and the birds sang. I love it when it's this way.
"Sun said that spring is here,"
Hedgehog said.
"But what does spring look like?"
Oh, that's a really good question. Have you ever noticed the season of spring? What kinds of things do you see? Think, what does spring look like to me? Well, there's a couple things we can see in the picture right away. What are they?
Bees.
What are they doing?
Buzzing.
Yeah, bees are buzzing around.
Mm-hmm. Butterflies.
Mm.
Caterpillars.
As he walked, he saw all kinds of leaves, bugs, butterflies, and flowers. At the river, he only saw a few pieces of ice left in the water.
"The snow and the ice are melting," he exclaimed. "And the river isn't frozen anymore."
Aha, that's a good thing, too. You know, when it's wintertime, things freeze. But when it's springtime, they all melt. Hedgehog jumped into the water and smiled.
"I can do one of my favorite things again. Take a ride on the river."
And he said happily as he slowly drifted along with the current. Do you know what he's doing? He's using the spiky bits on his back as kind of like a water tube, right? He's kind of floating along. Hedgehog rode the river current until it slowed down at the bottom.
"My bird friends," he said, "you came back."
And we do see the bird friends. And there's something else we can see. There's blossoms in the trees. In the springtime, the trees can blossom.
"Spring is here," chirped the birds. "It's warmer now, so we have to come back and make nests and sing songs."
Ah, that's a very good point, too. Birds make their nests in the spring, usually. Hedgehog saw that the trees had all these tiny green leaves on them, and there were many pretty flowers.
"But where is spring?"
Hedgehog wondered.
"I still don't see it. When will it be here? And what will it look like?"
He doesn't understand, does he? Suddenly he had an idea.
"I'll look for spring myself,"
he decided. So he climbed a tree and peered inside a hole, and all he saw was his friend, Squirrel. Now in the meadow, Hedgehog saw butterflies fluttering and grasshoppers jumping and bumblebees buzzing, but he still didn't see Spring.
Where could Spring be?
He wondered. He even saw Bear waking up from his nap, but he didn't see Spring. Do you understand what that means? Yes. Well, do you know about bears? Bears do something in the wintertime when they hibernate. Very good. That is exactly what's happening. This bear hibernated all winter long, and now it's summertime, and springtime, and he's coming out looking for food. That's why he's waking back up again. Hare's white coat had changed to gray, and Fox brought her pups out to meet everyone. Suddenly, a light rain began to fall, and Hedgehog danced in the rain while Mouse and Frog cheered. Spring is here! Hooray! When the rain stopped, Hedgehog sat down. It was fun playing in the rain, but he still felt sad. Soon, Owl saw Hedgehog and sat down next to him.
Owl,
Hedgehog began.
Everyone says spring is here, but I can't see it.
Spring is everywhere,
Owl replied.
It's the melted ice and the new flowers and the first rain and the birds singing and the sun warming us.
I saw all of those things,
Hedgehog said.
Do you mean that I've seen spring?
I think he understands, right? Do you think? Yeah. Owl smiled.
Yes.
Hedgehog realized that spring was there all along. And just like spring had made his friends happy, spring made him happy too. Little by little, Hedgehog's forest home was saying goodbye to winter and hello to spring. Hedgehog felt the happiest he'd been all day. He sat down in the grass to smell the flowers and listen to the birds' songs.
Wow,
said Hedgehog.
All of my friends are having fun and enjoying spring. Nature has taken care of everything for us.
And it's true. These are the spring months, March, April, and May. This is the very last month of spring. And what happens in the spring is the birds return home and the rain falls and the temperatures rise and the ice melts and the hibernating animals wake up and the flowers bloom. And it's so beautiful. Some people think that fall is the best season because they like to have warm pumpkin-y flavored things, but I like spring the best because it reminds me of new life, and that is a very important thing.
And Easter.
I like Easter too. And that, my friends, is the end.